Brothers, alhamdulillah, we've got a jamaat of ulama from Benoni, inshallah. They will address us now, inshallah. Come closer.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem amma ba'd. Alhamdulillah, respected ulama, dear brothers, all praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has blessed us with iman, put us in the ummah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are such great bounties of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. The true reality of it will only realize once our eyes close, once we enter into the everlasting life of Akhirat. It comes in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the effect that in the year after the Hisab Kitab is over, and the kuffar will be placed into the fire of Jahannam. Together with the kuffar in the fire of Jahannam, there will be some believers as well. The kuffar will see this as an opportunity to taunt at, to mock at, to jeer at these believers. They will ask them, "That are you not Muslims?" They say, "Yes, we are Muslims." "If you are Muslims, then what are you doing here in the fire of Jahannam? In the world you told us, if you accept Islam, you'll be safe from the fire of Jahannam. So what are you doing here in the fire?" The Muslims will say, "Yes, no doubt we are Muslims, but on account of some of our sins, we have been placed in the fire of Jahannam." The kuffar will say, "In that case, your Islam did not help you one bit. We are suffering, you are suffering, we are in this predicament, you are in this predicament, we are in the fire, you are in the fire. Your Islam did not help you one bit." Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, who is all-hearing, all-knowing, all-seeing, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala immediately sends the farishtas, "Go and remove those believers from the fire of Jahannam." The farishtas will go and remove those believers from the fire of Jahannam. Then the eyes of this kuffar will open. Then they'll realize the truth, what is the value of this iman. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam read the ayat, "Rubama yawaddu alladhina kafaru law kanu muslimin." Kuffar will desire and tamanna, "Ke kaash hum bhi musalman hote hain. If only we too were Muslims, we too would have been saved from this predicament." The value of this iman. Then these believers will be taken and placed in Nahrul Hayat, the river of life, to remove the effects of the fire of Jahannam from their body, and they'll come out clean and pure, like how the moon appears after the lunar eclipse. This iman Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. Allah Ta'ala has put us in the ummah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This ummah came last into this dunya. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam mentioned, "Nahnu awwalu man yadkhulul jannah." But we will be the first that will enter into Jannah. In the year after, there will be 120 safs of people, rows of people that will enter into Jannah, of which 80 safs will be from the ummah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What a Nabi Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us. The greatest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The most beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the poet says, الياقوت حجر ليس كالحجر ومحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بشر ليس كالبشر. That an emerald, no doubt a stone, but like no other stone. Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, no doubt a human being, but like no other human being. So Allah تبارك وتعالى has great favor upon us. Allah Ta'ala has given us attachment to the masjid. Allah Ta'ala has allowed us to come and read our Fajr Salat with Jamaat. These are great ni'mas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam mentions in a hadith sharif to the effect, "Man ghada ila al-masjid aw raha, a'adda Allahu lahu fil jannati nuzulan kullama ghada aw raha, aw kama qala alayhi salam." That person who goes in the morning or in the evening to the masjid, to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala prepares for him a feast in Jannat every time he goes to the masjid in the morning or evening. How merciful Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is. Allah Ta'ala has given us this opportunity after offering our Fajr Salat, to take his name, to be in his remembrance. These are great, great favors of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Abu Wa'il says, Rahmatullah Ali, that one morning after reading Fajr Namaz, we decided to go and visit Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. So when we came to his house, فَسَلَّمْنَا بِالْبَابِ, we made salam at the door. Those days houses were very simple. One room was the entire house, and no big gap between the gate and the front door. You come right by the door of the house, there may be a curtain or something, and you make salam. That serves as taking permission and greeting and all in one. So he said, we came at the door, we made salam, فَسَلَامْ فَأَذِنَ لَنَا, he gave us permission to enter. But nonetheless, we still waited outside. We didn't go inside. After a while, the slave girl, the Khadima, came. And she asked us, aren't you coming inside? So anyway, we went inside. When we went inside, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu was completing his tasbihat. He was engaged in the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu asked us, he said, that why didn't you enter when permission was long time given to you, when you made salam, I already said come inside, why didn't you come? So we said, ظَنَنَّا أَنَّ بَعْدَ أَهْلِ الْبَيْتِ نَائِمٍ, that we thought maybe some of the household members may be still resting, sleeping. So we just gave them that little bit chance so they can sort themselves out, because the whole house was one room. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhum told him, ظَنَنْتُمْ بِآلِ إِبْنِ أُمِّ عَبْدٍ, ghafla. Do you think that there's ghaflat and negligence and heedlessness in the house of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, that people will be sleeping after Fajr? By us, if we decide let's go for mulaqat after Fajr namaz, someone will probably tell us, did you expect anyone to be awake this time of the morning? Abdullah bin Mas'ud, did you expect to be there, anyone to be sleeping in the house of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu after Fajr? This is a time for the zikrullah. This is a time for tilawat of Quran Sharif. Did you think there's ghaflat, negligence, heedlessness in the house of Abdullah bin Mas'ud after Fajr? Abdullah bin Mas'ud carried on with his tasbihat for a while. Then he asked the Khadima, go and see if the sun had risen. Those days was with a naked eye, not with perpetual calendars and timetables and things like that. She went, she saw, she said, no, the sun had not yet risen. He carried on making his tasbihat. After a while, again he asked her, go and see, has the sun risen? She came back, she said, yes, the sun has risen. He read the dua, Alhamdulillah, alladhi aqalana yawmana hava walam yuhlikna bidhunubina. The dua which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us to read when the sun comes out. All praise belongs to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, who has returned this day to us and did not destroy us on account of our sins. Allah's kindness, He has given us another day, another opportunity to take His name, to try and be in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, our sins are such that we don't deserve to even see one more moment. So respected brothers, Allah ta'ala send us in this world. The main thing, the ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala, the love of Allah Ta'ala, the recognition of Allah Ta'ala has to enter into this heart. Allah Ta'ala has given us signs upon signs upon signs so that we can recognize Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُؤْرِضُونَ. Allah Ta'ala complains in the Quran Sharif, how many signs and signs and signs in the skies, on the earth, people are passing by all the time, daily. وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُؤْرِضُونَ. But they are totally oblivious, taking no lesson whatsoever. The sun, the moon, the stars, the day, the night, the plants, the human beings. All these, they are signs of the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, to gain the recognition of Allah Ta'ala. People are taking no lesson. Signs upon signs, just heedless, unmindful, ghaflat. Otherwise, one ayat of Quran Sharif is so powerful. One meaning of Quran ayat is a sign. For example, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib, our Shaykh, gives an example that a person wants to go, for example, from here to Maritzburg. And you give him detailed instructions. You write on a paper also, first robot or traffic light. This is the street. You'll see this sign there, take a right turn. Two robots later, this is the street name. This is the sign. You'll see this filling station. You take a left there. Left there. Left there. 20, 30, 40 signs you give him. On top of it, you give him a GPS also. And still the person doesn't reach Maritzburg, then something is wrong. You gave him 50, 60 clear-cut signs and still he cannot find his way. Allah Ta'ala has given us over 6,000 ayats in the Quran Sharif. Over 6,000 signs to recognize Allah Ta'ala, to find Allah Ta'ala, to gain the marifat of Allah Ta'ala. And still we are not finding Allah Ta'ala. So we all have to take stock of ourselves. One ayat is so powerful, it can change a person's entire life. Fudail bin Ayaz rahmatullah alayhi, before he was a highway robber, before he was involved with a woman in an illicit relationship. One night he was going to see this woman, he was climbing over the wall, and he heard an ayat being recited of Quran Sharif. أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ Is the time not come? Is the time not come for this heart to submit to the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala and that which Allah Ta'ala has revealed? What we say, isn't it enough is enough now? This is the question we all have to be asking our own selves. Isn't it enough is it enough is enough? When am I going to change my life? When am I going to realize that I owe my loyalty belongs to Allah Ta'ala? Isn't it enough is enough now? How long am I going to go on in my old ways, in my wrong ways? This ayat had such an effect on his heart. There and then he made tawbah to Allah Ta'ala. This is the thing, when that good thought comes in the heart, same time capitalize on it. When the thought of tawbah comes, don't even wait. Same time, make the tawbah. There and there, in the heart of heart, Allah is aware of it. The point ulama say is that Fudail bin Ayaz rahmatullah alayh never said, I'm waiting for 50. The ayat is profound. I got the message. I have to change my life, but I'm waiting for 15 Shaban to come. He didn't say, I'm waiting for Ramadan to come. I'll wait for Laylatul Qadr to come. I'll wait when I go for Umrah and Hajj. I'll wait for the day of Arafah. Then I'm going to make my real tawbah. No. There and then he made his tawbah. And then he became amongst the great awliya of his time. Fudail bin Ayaz rahmatullah alayhi. So respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us in this world for a short while and given us this deen. Inna deen inda Allah al-Islam. The only way of life which has value in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is this beautiful deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Value will come to a person, value will come to our lives through deen, obeying the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as shown by Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was sitting with Sahaba radiallahu anhum. A person walked past. Nabi alayhi salam asked Sahaba radiallahu anhum, what is your opinion regarding this man? Sahaba radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a very noble person from a very noble family, very wealthy family. Their condition is such, if they have to propose anywhere, people will readily give their daughter. If they give their word of recommendation, their word carries weight. Nabi alayhi salam kept quiet. After a while, another man walked past. What is your opinion regarding this man? Sahaba radiallahu said, poor person, ordinary person. If he proposes anywhere, no one will even think of giving their daughter. And if he gives his word doesn't even carry much weight. After a while, Nabi alayhi salam said, the second person is far more valuable in the sight of Allah Ta'ala than a whole lot more of the first. Why? Because the second person outwardly was an ordinary person, but he had deen in his life. Inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum. The most noble amongst you in the sight of Allah Ta'ala is that person who has the most khawfi khuda, mindful of Allah Ta'ala, taqwa in his heart. And this is open for everybody. We all have to make effort in that direction. That the fear of Allah must enter into our heart. The love of Allah must enter into our heart. The love for Nabi alayhi salam must enter into our heart. And accordingly we have to mold our life in that direction. Because the end result, we are all heading in one direction. We are all heading towards Qabr. We are all heading towards Akhirat. The crux of the whole matter, khulasa, is mentioned in the Hadith Qudsi. That ya ibadi, innama hiya a'malukum uhsiha lakum, thumma uwafikum iyaha. O my bandas, O my servants, it is your a'mal that I'm going to take hisab of. And according to your a'mal, there will be recompense. فَمَنْ وَجَدَ خَيْرًا فَلْيَحْمَدِ اللَّهِ. After hisab kitab is over, whoever finds the outcome to be good, then to praise Allah Ta'ala. Never should a person ever think it is my namaz and my tasbihat and my charity and my this and my that that's going to see me through in the year after. Whoever enters into Jannah will be purely through the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise our a'mal are not even deserving to be presented before Allah Ta'ala. We are lacking in every way. Where is the ikhlas? We are lacking in every way. Haji Abdul Wahab Sahib, Damat Barakatum Allah ki full shifa. One day he was mentioning to the majma'i, he was talking to them about ikhlas and sincerity. And he went on to such a high level of sincerity that Haji Sahib himself could realize that this majma'i and people are becoming despondent. If this is sincerity, then we stand no chance. So when he realized this, immediately he changed his talk. Haji Sahib asked the Majma, tell me that if there is a house on fire, burning on fire, and there's no clean water available, but there's plenty of dirty water available. And the people use all this dirty water with their buckets, etc., and try and put out the fire. Will the fire be extinguished? The Majma said, dirty water it is, but the fire will be extinguished. So Haji Sahib said that our a'mal are lacking in every way. Our a'mal are lacking in every way. Our a'mal are so weak, lacking in sincerity, lacking in its performance, every way. There's no question of giving up the amal. We got to carry on doing the amal and we got to beg Allah Ta'ala to make it sincere, make it correct, accept it. And have hope in Allah Ta'ala that He will use these a'mal of ours which are lacking in every way to put out the fire of Jahannam from us. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given us this opportunity that how we can make maximum effort. So it comes in the hadith, whoever enters Jannah after Hisab in Kitab should praise Allah Ta'ala. وَمَنْ وَجَدَ غَيْرَ ذَلِكَ فَلَا يَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَهُ. And after Hisab Kitab, whoever finds the outcome to be negative, then he should blame none other than his own self. Allah Ta'ala has given us opportunities upon opportunities upon opportunities to get closer to Allah Ta'ala. Reminders upon reminders, programs upon programs, gatherings, majlis upon majlis, ishtima upon ishtima. We've got to take that initiative. Allah Ta'ala has given us a short life. Nabi alayhi salam mentions today, if I appreciate five things before five. Appreciate your youth before old age. Appreciate your health before sickness. Appreciate your wealth before poverty. Appreciate your free time before your occupied time. And appreciate your life before death. The best time is now. What the future holds, only Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala knows. Every day that passes in our life, one day closer towards Qabr, one day closer towards Akhirat. Some things in life, you cannot stop it from happening. One thing like that is age. Every second our age is changing. Every minute is changing. Every day, every week, every month is changing. Two people were talking. A young person and an old person. So they met and they were talking. At the end, the young person asked the old man, Uncle, what's your age? I'm 50 years old. After many years, they met again somewhere. They recognized each other. So they started talking. So the young person said, Uncle, what's your age now? I'm 50 years. But Uncle, we met, you remember we met many years ago, you were 50. Now you're still 50. He says, yes, I'm a man of my word. When I give someone my word, I stick to my word. So it doesn't work like that. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala has given us this golden opportunity. Appreciate. Travel in the world and see how many people have these opportunities. Travel around in the world and see how many people have these opportunities. So for this, we have to sit in the company of mashayikh. We've got to go out in the path of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. These are all golden opportunities for us to boost this iman of ours according to strength of iman, inshallah. We are able to practice on the deen of Allah Ta'ala with the help of Allah Ta'ala and to stay away from sin. So in this regard, Ijtima is also coming 23rd, 24th, 25th September that weekend. So we request everybody, let us make dua for the success of the Ijtima. Let us try and attend the Ijtima. Let us try and encourage others to also attend the Ijtima. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala accept us. All with us. Tawfiq wa akhir wa da'wana. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa ala aqibatil muttaqeen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil mursaleen. سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أبقيتنا اللهم اهد الناس جميعا اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.